It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Yeah, no, podcasters don't do that. Podcaster woo sounds like, I don't know, what's it sound like?
Woo.
Woo. Woo. We're podcasters.
Podcasters really, you're right on about that. It's a smug group. They really think that they've taken over the game.
They do. They really do.
They really do. Like, I understand the Kelseys are getting 100 mil and all that kind of stuff. Whatever. It's a flash in the pan, all right? Radio's been around for 100 years, Randy. We're not going anywhere. We're as popular as we've ever been. No, that's not true.
Yeah.
But the show's very popular. We're doing good. I'll fight a podcaster right now.
Just keep them
checking. Just not the Kelce brothers.
As long as that second check comes. You know me, dog. I don't care what demographic like me.
Me either.
Yeah,
bonus is a bonus.
Lower that check. Keep
podcasters don't get bonuses.
Lower that check. Keep coming. Right,
you know what I mean?
Woo.
Woo. All right, final hour of the show. Lots to get to. Brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Podcasters aren't brought to you by the Man Cave Store.
Manly.
Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day, which is that it is week one of college football. Fun game last night. We'll get back into that as well with Colorado playing and Travis Hunter being ridiculous. We'll get more into Georgia and Clemson and a little bit of Georgia Tech and Georgia State as well. At one, some keys to a game, and just trying to make sure we unload all of the thoughts that we have regarding the college football weekend coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. And then we'll get to an AMA, as we always do, to wrap things up. Any question, any topic. Hopeful that phones participate today.
Yeah,
they
man.
Were fine with Roddy.
Yeah, fine with Roddy.
So we should be able to take your calls today.
Let me tell you, you something out there in Kansas City, David. Don't be threatening us. Come on, son, the phone's better. If another man says better to another man, you got to be ready to fight.
Right. That's an aggressive word.
That's an aggressive ass word. Yeah. Better to another man. Don't, David.
Better what?
Yeah, you know your ass would say that because you're in Kansas City. All right, I bet you wouldn't say better if you was over there a whole 17. Better.
All right.
What's wrong with Devin?
So, we are going to talk a lot of college football.
Yeah, man.
And that's going to be really fun because we all love college football.
And
there's
crazy.
A lot of good games. But before we do that,
it's crazy
because it's not the big story of the day.
It is not.
But we do need to talk about what happened last night in Philadelphia.
Let's do that
because it wasn't good. It wasn't good what happened last night in Philadelphia.
Does that have to be the big story?
It's not. No. We're going to do it before the big story.
Oh, okay. They said,
but we have to acknowledge it in the hour.
Okay. Right.
And then we'll move on to things that are fun to talk about that we're going to enjoy.
I'll tell you this.
I'm not going to enjoy this conversation about last night's game.
They've had worse, goofier-looking losses. That one hurt last night.
Yes.
It hurt last night. I don't like that. I said it earlier, and you're right. Yes, you can criticize anybody. When Charlie is at 100, hell, when Charlie's at 50, and he gives up two singles like that, Charlie finna give up a damn home run. All right, Charlie, something bad is going to happen, and for him to acknowledge, what was that clip in the sound that Bo had cut for us?
Yeah,
it said.
Do you want to hear Brian Snitker talking about
flirting?
Hey, Brian,
can you play that for me, please?
Being a flirt last night. Here's Brian Snitker from last night's post game.
You know, we were kind of flirting with disaster the whole game, really. And it's good that we jumped out and scored some runs and. We won a bunch of those games recently, just like that one right there. So, is what it is.
But you knew that,
right? That's the thing.
You knew that.
It's your job as the manager to have a finger on the pulse of when the flirtation goes from being, oh, man, this is almost about to get bad, to, oh, this is actually going to get bad.
Yeah,
and the fact that you've been right up to the edge a number of times so far in the game leads me to believe that this next time, as the guy's at 100 pitches and he's given up two singles to the last three batters,
right,
and it's the third time through the lineup, might be the time to go to the You also had a pitcher warming up in the bullpen
he
at the time.
He was ready to go.
Like, and again, I'll say this just from a bigger picture standpoint. I think a lot of credit for what the Braves have done over the last month or so. I can't say righting the ship, because they're still in second place in the division, and they're still struggling because of some of the injuries that they're dealing with, but they've been playing better baseball.
Right.
I think a lot of that has to do with the leadership of Brian Snitker.
Yeah.
Like, the stable force that exists of him in that clubhouse. But he didn't have a great night last night.
No, he did not.
It's as simple as that.
No,
like, they had a 4-0 lead. Charlie Morton was looking a little bit shaky. He very, very easily could have taken him out of the ballgame. He didn't. And then they put Grant Holmes into a situation where I just, like,
you don't want him
in the playoffs. Grant Holmes not going to be in a situation like that. Now,
right,
it's not the playoffs. Now, are they treating this series like the playoffs?
No.
Doesn't seem like it. Should they be?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe they should be, but it doesn't seem like they are.
Buck, you need all these wins, and especially against the damn Phillies. You need all these wins, and you need this win. You're up 4-0. You're up 4-0. Matt Olson is raking. You know, I mean, that damn ball, that ball's in South Philadelphia by Will Smith's mama house. You know what I'm saying? That's how far he hit that damn ball. And yet you have all the preparation, and then you don't. Because Schnick knows, and we always give him credit for this, he knows these players better than any of us. He knows this feeling he has with any of these players, especially with the veteran players. You should have known to take Charlie out. You should have known to take Charlie out. Okay, and he did a little bit with it. And Abe said this. He didn't say it on air, but he texted and showed me the screen. The pitcher the previous night could battle his way out of that. Charlie can't.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's kind of where
Chrisell can get him out himself out of that.
That's where Charlie is at right now. Is you've got to save him from himself.
Yeah.
When he goes 5 2/3 or 5 1/3 as it was last night, with no runs, and he's sort of, like we said, flirted with it, you got to do him a solid and get him out of there. Like, he was at one point, but he is no longer one of those guys that's going to work his way out of his own jams like that. And again, unfortunately, last night you played with fire too much, and it bit you in the ass. Home run in the sixth, home run in the seventh, and that was that. So hopefully they can bounce back. They got the three best pitchers the Phillies got going at them the next three nights.
They would.
And like we said yesterday talking about it, was like, obviously winning 8 of 10 and winning a lot of close games the way that they had will sort of lead you into a conversation in a bit more of an optimistic way. We're also reminded, you can go up to Philadelphia and this thing can be
over. Swept.
Yeah, like, you could go into September back three and in a legitimate pennant race, or you could go into September down 9.
Yeah.
Like, and then you're just focused on the
wild card.
And that kind of is what it is. So,
what up, again, baby?
It's
how
one
go
game.
Dogs?
They've got three games left. If they win the three remaining games,
they
make up ground.
If they
on
come
Philly.
Back to Atlanta out of the wild card, I mean, I'm sorry, not the wild card, out of the chase for the NL East, you know they got the brakes beat off.
I even feel like if they get a split up there, like, things are okay. You're 5 games back going into September. Like, that's not the end of the world, splitting with a team that good in their ballpark. But now, in order to do that, you got to win 2 out of 3.
Against their three best pitchers.
Yep. So, yeah.
They got after. They won. They beat those pitchers here.
They did.
So.
They did. It's tough when you know it's going to be hard anyway against a good team like that. When you have them down 4-0 in game one of the series and you let them off the hook. Partially because of some decision-making.
Right.
That's what's frustrating. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Let's talk some college football. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
It's like a fire drill out there right now. Shotgun snap taken by Shadur, throws it right side. Travis Hunter reaches up, makes a spectacular grab. Touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado! He's an alien! He's a freak! He's a mutant! He's the best player in college football! And the Buffaloes take a 10-point lead, 30-20, and the right front corner of the end zone.
That was an incredible catch.
Hell of a catch.
On the third, like, all three touchdowns were awesome. But, like, to win, I mean, he's getting tackled. I mean, it's flat-out pass interference. Travis Hunter somehow gets his hands up on the ball. He's got suction cups for hands.
Dude, but it's
that
crazy.
Football touches his hands.
He had one hand on it.
And then he brought it in with the other.
With somebody in his face
right,
like that,
right,
which was crazy.
Right. He scores three touchdowns last night. Colorado escapes because it was a tight ball game, man. Like, they shouldn't have been tight. Colorado's offense should have won that game for them by three touchdowns or more. But their defense is still shaky. Their offensive line's still shaky. They made a lot of mistakes last night. North Dakota State's a good football team. But the top end of the talent on that Colorado team is pretty fun to watch.
I tell you this, and we mentioned this to start the show. You have a neutral zone infraction.
Yeah.
On the third down. That you get off the field.
Yep.
And then you have his other son, who, for some reason, he's some tough guy, whatever, has a late hit. And it was
Shiloh?
Shiloh, whatever his damn name is. So these are two plays where you're off the field. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they scored on both those possessions afterwards.
I know one of them they did.
Yes. And so now you're putting this in the situation. I go back to what Shedeur said at halftime. They come, and whoever the sideline reporter was for the game last night, he stinks.
I thought Roddy Jones did a nice job.
Roddy Jones is awesome.
On color commentary.
He stunk. The sideline guy stunk. But anyways, it was like, you know, but Shedeur was straight up like, hey, we got to score a possession. Basically, he's saying, like, I can't trust these guys on defense to stop them.
Yeah.
You know?
Which he's right.
Which he's right.
Which
and
is right.
So they came out, Lenny and Scott Linehan, I call him Lenny. Scott and Dion, they came with, let's possess the ball.
Yeah.
Let's possess the ball. Like, you're looking at it from a standpoint that you're down by three and you had the ball 7 minutes in the first half. Mm-hmm. Because North Dakota State was able to, South Dakota State was able to control the clock and all those different things. They got to play that way, Monk. Their defense not good enough.
Yeah, like, and that's the thing about it is, obviously, winning the game is the most important thing. I don't know how optimistic you are that they're going to do a ton more than they did last year.
They got to figure something out.
Just based on the deficiencies that they still have. Now, look, if Travis Hunter stays healthy and Shedeur is their quarterback, and that number five kid, what, Horn or something
Horn.
Like that, he's a good receiver.
Yes, he is.
Number 10. Like, they got playmakers on offense, so they're going to be able to score their way in the game.
They got just as good skill as anybody.
But their defense isn't very good. Their offensive line isn't very good. So once they get into tougher opponents, it's probably going
to
be.
They're going to have to figure. They're going to have to figure out a scheme because they were successful when they were bringing guys when they had to speed up the quarterback. But can they rely on that all the time? Because sometimes you just got to line up and stop people. And so I mean, that first drive. I mean, he's like, damn. Colorado was changed.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. And again, we'll see. You want to know a mildly interesting fact about buffaloes and bison?
I'm here.
Colorado's mascot, Ralphie, is a bison.
Get the hell out
Not
of
a
here.
Buffalo.
Who said that?
I looked it up. I read about it.
I'm not believing that. So, hold on. Ralphie's
a bison.
So yep.
All these years.
Or is it just this one? This
no,
one.
It always has been. It always has been.
Really?
So we've been mis-speciesing buffalo for a long time.
Wow.
There are buffalo,
yeah,
but they're not native to the United States. There's African buffalo and Asian buffalo.
Right.
And they kind of look the same.
Cape and water.
But yeah. we've been calling bison
there
buffalo.
There are no buffalo in America.
They might have brought them.
There is an American buffalo up in Idaho somewhere.
They might have brought them here from Asia.
No.
People can immigrate, so can buffalos.
I'm telling you right now, man.
They walked over the top.
Show me the factoid that say buffaloes are not in America. So what was Kevin Costner hunting?
Bison.
He didn't say bison. He said buffalo.
He didn't know. It's a common misconception. That's what I'm saying.
When you go to Ted's Montana Grill.
That's a bison.
You get a buffalo burger or you get a bison burger?
Ted knows.
I don't go to that place. I've never been to that place
Well,
before.
Any of them. Any of those places.
What? Yeah. I know. Isn't that wild?
No.
So it was basically the bison versus the bison last night.
No, it was not. It was the buffaloes versus the bison.
Now, if they had a buffalo, it would be a different animal, slightly smaller, less intimidating.
So Ugga was going to get beat up by a bison?
No. Well, I thought Ugga got into
it
with
a longhorn.
Oh, that's a longhorn.
That's a beaver. Yeah.
But I'm just trying to think. So ain't no buffalo.
None.
No, there are buffalo.
But ain't no buffaloes.
But
here.
Colorado's mascot is not one. Colorado's mascot is a bison.
Was there buffaloes in this country?
Not naturally.
Okay, so all them folks with Lightfoot Big and all the people in Dancing with the Wolves.
Yeah, those
bison.
Are all bison.
All bison.
But they didn't say that. They sold it as buffalo.
They're wrong.
How you going to tell me that the Indian wrong and that's their place out there?
Well, they probably call it something different entirely.
That was
they
spot.
They don't call it bison or buffalo.
That was their spot out there.
They probably call it the right thing.
Hey, what was that, Andy?
You want me to try? You want me to Google I don't know what's the tribe that's mostly out there where the buffaloes are.
The Sioux. You can go with the Lakota. Sioux. The Sioux.
The Lakota. I mean, how about Lakota word for buffalo? Okay.
Let's see. Tatanka.
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 Tatanka. That's better anyway.
I like that better anyway.
All me right. too.
So it's bison versus bison last
It was Tatanka.
How many people were just so anxious to make that point, too?
No one, just me. And I was glad.
I gave up trying to argue the buffalo bison thing years ago.
Even surprised okay. that when I'm surprised that we're still talking. I thought when I brought that up, you were going to. I didn't think you were going to care about that.
Oh, no. But you know, I care about a lot of stuff. I'm just telling you. Friday.
Well, because you got to know which one you're going to fight.
I mean, but again, I can take down one of them. All I got to do is get that thing around that neck.
They got those little horns.
I know. They're hard to grab. But this arthritis is getting better. I'm taking this new medication, Andy. Look how these things popping.
Wow, look at that.
They popping. Look how they popping.
Yeah, your fingers.
Yeah,
are...
man. These fingers, they pop like this since like 18. Get them.
You got pre-COVID popping
yeah,
your fingers
look at these
right
fingers,
now.
Man. Look at them.
Look at that. I know, Abe. I want to talk about his fingers.
Yeah,
all right?
Boy, I got that off. I mean, it's still left, but this new medication.
Nobody likes to ruin a good time more
other
than
Abe. He's always gracious. That guy. I mean, we got the Friday golf outfit.
Happy hour Friday.
Yeah,
we're talking
man.
About finger popping.
Look at that. You see him, boy? You see
no sour. Pop.
My
Sour.
Finger, they pop it.
It's Hour of the Midday Show. It's brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. You never know what you're going to learn. Learn stuff about bison, fingers, you name it. We'll be right back. Keys to a Georgia victory over Clemson after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is a sport.
Make some noise, make some noise, let's go!
Back to our continuing coverage of the Tour Championship
with Andy and Randy, live from Tito Stillhouse at the Tour Championship
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
Boyica!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, broadcasting live from East Lake Golf Course, Tour Championship, Day 2, Tito Stillhouse. Good crowd at the Tito Stillhouse today.
Yeah, man.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Very good crowd. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get a little deeper into Georgia and Clemson coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, Georgia Tech taking on Georgia State tomorrow night at home. A couple shout-outs to give. Dellen Lightburn Jr. This is a bottle of Chattanooga whiskey.
Hold on, what's his name?
Dellen
Jr. Lightburn Jr.
It's a great name. That means there's two of them.
Okay.
So nice you had to name him twice.
Yeah.
That's a bottle of Chattanooga whiskey that we gave him at our fifth anniversary
love
party.
Love it, man. Drink up, dog. Drink
Shout
up.
Out to Micah Ziegler. He's got what looks like a wild turkey sort of cocktail. His handle is Squidbillion ATL, so I guess he's a big Squidbilly guy. And I don't know if we've gotten any other ones, but if you're out there drinking anything, send us a picture of it at TBM929 at RandyMack81.
You know what the hell just happened? We just started this damn, you know, remember the flattest earth thing? Now the bison, is it really a buffalo talk?
Yeah. You know,
I don't know.
You
I
never mean, know exactly what's going to get the audience so this fired
is
up.
Yeah, this
wouldn't
the,
have thought that would be
yeah,
it, but,
I mean, that was, but
we did it.
But the, but the, hold on. But the one that always gets me, if you have this conversation, is the buffalo wing.
Right.
Because buffalo and wing. And people do know that that isn't buffalo meat, right?
Right. It's called that because kind of started in Buffalo,
okay.
New York.
All right. Just
but maybe people don't.
No.
Because then there's Buffalo Wild Wings.
You already show you my mentions?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Well, yeah. How do you get a Buffalo wing?
Yeah.
That's how you know the difference between a bison and a buffalo.
Yeah.
Bison don't have wings. Only buffaloes do.
Damn it, though. Damn it, homie.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to educate the people on a little wildlife.
And there's nothing wrong with that because you're an expert in wildlife.
Not an expert, but I really enjoy it.
I believe that I try to.
I appreciate the compliment.
Thank you. I try to compliment people that know more than me about certain things.
Sorry, okay? I should have just taken the compliment.
You should.
Sorry about that.
Okay, you just killed my whole vibe there.
No, sorry. Yes, okay. I'm an expert.
Okay.
Keep fighting. Right.
You like taking compliments. So I thought you'd be like, thank you.
I love a compliment.
You do. You're complimenting. You know, you love it.
I just. You know why I had to say that I wasn't an expert? Because I didn't want to insult anyone who is.
Oh.
You know? Because I'm just an amateur wildlife enthusiast.
Sure. I mean, but you know, if a bear's coming to go the other way, no, you ain't got to be an expert to do that. That's just common sense.
Yeah, that seems.
Come here, fella.
No, you got to get bigger. You got to get bigger than him.
Hey, hun. Come here, hun.
Now, don't do that.
We're going to name him Jerry.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, hun.
By the way, these are the people that we've been making fun of, though.
Yes.
It's the dummies at, like, Yellowstone and places like that that are trying to mess with the bison to get close pictures of them.
I agree with you.
Those are the people that need to stop
You thought I felt bad when that damn buffalo bison tossed that little girl up in that tree?
The only thing I felt bad was they had to kill
away from it.
They had to euthanize the bison, you know?
But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but that's what I'm saying. Hey, boy, don't worry.
Don't call anybody.
I'll hurt you. No, I won't hurt you.
I won't hurt you,
hey,
fella.
Hey, Lynn, we're going to call him Jerry.
Get in my selfie.
You know what I'm saying?
One thing that's been proven is that bison do not like selfies.
Them are the ones that get beat up. That guy right there. How you do this to a damn buffalo? Like you're trying to call a doggo.
I think you got to weigh at least 100 pounds more than something.
Yes.
To smooch at it.
We're going to call him Jerry, Lynn. Hey, Jerry. Hey, Jerry, come get in the photo. Jayla tossed your ass upside an oak.
Yeah, now Jerry's dead.
Yeah, man.
Poor Jerry. R.I.P. Jerry. All right. Georgia's first game of the season is less than 24 hours
man.
Away.
It's crazy.
It might be about halftime. Okay, so 24 hours from right now.
Right.
Say there's 2 minutes left in the second quarter.
All right.
Georgia-Clemson, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, kickoff classic. We love it. It's exciting. I will say, just as a quick aside, I do wish these games were played on campus.
Oh, I agree. Oh, me and you will always be on that one.
Kudos to College Game Day for going to the big game of the weekend that's on campus. Because Georgia-Clemson's a big game, and LSU, USC's a big game. Those are at neutral sites. They're actually going to College Station and going to be on campus. I like that. But with 2 minutes left in the second quarter, what do you think it looks like tomorrow?
Okay. I look at it because I was going for the whole beginning of it, everything. All right. And I think the key, Georgia can't start slow.
Yeah.
They can't start slow.
Who was it? It was Brandon Adams,
yes.
I think, right?
They started, yes.
Said last year they almost.
You remember that?
I mean, they just didn't score touchdowns in the first quarter last year.
They can't start slow. And, I mean, this is the offense with Brock Bowers and them on there.
Right.
You know, but Carson Beck was still whatever. He's there now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They definitely were bringing him along slowly at the beginning of the year last year. By the second half, end of the year, obviously, it was time to go.
They can't start slow. That's one key. Right. Second one is, which quarterback throws the ball best? Meaning, you know, if it's going to be, you know, and that goes with 2B, Georgia has to stop the run game. Clemson's run game will keep them in the football game, offensively, in my opinion, in that first half. So to answer your question about the first half, I think Georgia should be up, at least by a touchdown at halftime.
Yeah.
And then my third one is, for Georgia, the replacements. That's how people are looking at you, because a lot of people, myself included, I've seen these other guys play.
Right.
But you just lost this guy and this guy.
Right. Oscar Delp's a very good player. Ben Jurecek, everyone's raving about him. Brock Bowers, one of the best tight ends to ever play college football.
Ever. And so I look at that, the replacements, are they going to be like me? You know, who's going to show up in these big games? Because how do we figure out who the Brock Bowers was? That damn Clemson game?
That's right.
Like, who the hell is this guy?
That's exactly
who the hell is this guy to keep throwing to?
Like, that true freshman tight end, huh?
Yeah.
He looks pretty good when he gets the ball in his hands.
Like, oh.
Yeah. Fast forward. Oh, yeah. Well, there. Now he did it.
Yeah.
He's a three-time All-American.
Yes.
I think going back to your second point, like, if Carson Beck doesn't throw the ball better, Georgia's in trouble.
Yes.
Like, he has to – I think he has to have a really big game tomorrow, just given what we feel like we know is probably going to be the case, which is Georgia is going to be on Branson Robinson and Nate Frazier and guys like that at running back, because Roderick Robinson obviously is injured. He's not going to play in the game. Trevor Etienne, the more people you talk to – we talked to Roddy Nabalski at 11 o'clock hour. Roddy's as tuned in as anybody is as far as Georgia football goes. He doesn't think he's going to play.
Right.
So – you're talking about being without, I don't know, your second best offensive player, certainly from a skill position standpoint.
Right.
A guy who, after this week, he's going to play after that because he's not injured. He's going to play all the other games as long as he stays healthy. We're talking about a guy that has a chance to be first-team All-SEC in terms of running back. So that's a big deal. Now, Carson Beck is supposed to be one of the best, and I think he is one of the best quarterbacks in the country. Like, you can look at it a number of different ways. Maybe that's pressure, whatever. It's also an opportunity for him to make a very big statement tomorrow.
I'm talking about, especially after another guy who a lot of people think is the best quarterback in the country out there in Colorado.
Sure.
What he did yesterday.
Sure. Big statement from Shedeur Sanders last night. And then, look, there'll be big games from quarterbacks across the country, but Carson Beck's going to be without Trevor Etienne, likely.
Yes.
He's going to be without one of the best pass catchers in the history of the program.
Yes.
He's also – Ladd McConkey was like the first receiver taken in the second round of the draft, right? And his security blanket the last couple of years. Like, that's storyline stuff. If Carson Beck goes out there and throws for 350 yards tomorrow and three touchdowns, like, that validates all of that Heisman, like, that preseason.
Yeah.
All, and I don't doubt that he can do it.
I think he's going to play well.
But tomorrow. I feel like he might need to.
But the thing, if this was Carson's first year, I would look at Carson, and hell, I could say this, he can probably damn do it in all experience. I would look for him to press more. I don't think he presses
tomorrow.
No, I don't
think so. I mean, that's the thing that I was impressed with him throughout the entire year.
Yeah.
Even when they were sort of restricting him last year,
he
wouldn't make those bad throws.
I don't see him pressing, but he's got to let it go.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He's got to – and Bobo and him got to let him let it go. But you can't stray away from the run game. You still got Branson. Branson was – I don't know if he's a 4 or 5. This dude could play now. He is coming off a year off.
Yeah.
He's coming off the patella. We know that he walks through like he – like somebody like carved him out of some granite and everything like that, you know?
Yeah, he's the first guy off the bus.
Yeah, he's definitely the first guy off the bus.
It's funny you mentioned the Bobo thing, because this was just sort of like a back-of-my-mind thought, but if we had time, and we do, wanted to bring it up. Like, how do you think that game plan conversation throughout the week went with Bobo and Kirby? Because you know how Kirby is.
Yeah.
Kirby wants to be – doesn't want to make mistakes. He wants to rely on the defense. He wants to be conservative at times when
but
it comes to the game.
But defense ain't what that was.
And Bobo's like, nah, man, we got a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
Yeah.
You got me – or a Heisman Trophy potential winning quarterback. You got me out here calling plays.
Yeah.
Like, Bobo wants to air it out.
Yeah, man, but that's what – but
I would have loved to have heard those conversations this week.
Oh, man, because – and one, because they're both – they're best damn friends. They're brothers.
So they can say whatever
they want
to each other.
To each other, you know, but you know, can another guy? Can you have confidence? Because we knew this in Auburn game. I'll go back to Auburn game last year. Carson was the quarterback. What we weren't doing, Jack Blank, and then 19 was like, all right, come here,
just throw me the ball.
Give me the damn football,
and
I'm gonna go do my damn thing.
Now I will say this: you're right about that. Without Brock Bowers, you do not win that Auburn game last year, no doubt. Carson Beck had to make some great throws in that game, too.
Yes.
Carson Beck was delivering him the football in that game as well.
Correct.
So I know that, and rightfully so, Bowers gets the credit because a lot of it went after catch. And
Woo!
A lot of it was just mean, bully,
yes.
I'm better than everyone on the field stuff to win that game. By the way, not the greatest Auburn team ever that they had to do something
that
like that
true.
Against to win. But Carson Beck was also on the other end of those throws. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's still there. And, I'm interested in seeing the new guys, the replacements, as you call them. I want to see what these guys have.
But what was one of the things that I always said about Georgia? This is back when we first started showing out. I'm talking offensively. I want first-round offensive players.
Yeah.
Now, they've had first-round offensive linemen.
And you have that on this team, too.
Yes. But I wanted to see a first-round quarterback. I kept saying that.
Not yet.
I want to
see
a first-round
right
quarterback. He's supposed to be
it. Got one right now.
He's supposed to be it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And should be. Yeah, he's supposed to be it. So, So, I mean, I think Georgia's going to win tomorrow. I got to score around. I got 31-20.
Okay. Yeah, I had 31-17.
Yeah,
so, we're right around the same ballpark.
31-20 tomorrow.
I think it might start a little slow, but I think Georgia leans on them. They're just more talented. I think the second half, they really kind of out-physical them. Interested to see how Georgia Tech shows up tomorrow night. Now, from a talent standpoint, Georgia Tech
There's
has
no comparison.
More than Georgia State, no doubt. And that's not taking anything away from Georgia State. It's just it's a different deal. Obviously, first year of that coaching staff. Difficult situation with their coach leaving to go to South Carolina at the time of year that he did
yes.
to go be what was it, some coordinator or something
Maybe
that would
be a tight end coach?
Something like that. I don't know. But so Del McGee takes over at kind of an unusual time of year. Nonetheless, this is more just about Tech and that mentality. We talked to Brent Key on Wednesday. He said all the right things, and I have no doubt that he's going to instill those right things into them as well. But it's also human nature sometimes to come off of a huge win like they had against Florida State last Saturday, playing an opponent that isn't as talented as you, and to let down a little bit. Now, they just can't do that. They cannot do that. They've got to show up tomorrow from the get-go. And be the better team on the field. And I think if they do, I think that says a lot about Brent Key and sort of the mentality of the team.
Yeah, and we believe in – well, I'm sorry. We believe the fact that Brent Key seems like he has that mentality to get his team on to the next thing.
I know he does.
Yes.
It's a matter of if they all do yet.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, did it seem like sometimes Coach Collins, if they had a big win or they had a nice something good to go for them, they harp on that good thing.
Coach Collins would still be doing a photo shoot at Waffle House right
you
now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems to me like he is getting past all that and having his team ready. We know that they were banged up because we talked to him and everything after such a physical football game. So what they need to do, they need to go out to my Georgia Tech and establish that physicality early so you can get these guys out and some of these depth pieces that don't get to play a lot, they did get to play against Florida State, get an opportunity to go out there and get you guys some rest.
All right, I think we've unloaded the clip on the Georgia and the Georgia Tech games.
Yes.
Any thought? We didn't do much USC LSU. Just a brief.
Okay, LSU. I think Perkins is he? Are they going to let this dude loose this
that's
year?
That's a huge. Key.
I think that's the biggest
one.
One
of the best defensive players.
Are they
in going
to let this dude loose?
Yeah.
Because this man, the drop off from his first year, this dude's getting ready to be. If he looks like he did the freshman. He's a top 10 pick, easily.
Yeah.
But has LSU learned and let this dude go? I don't know what the hell they expect from USC. Is Bear going to be Bear? And when did the boy named left Georgia?
Bear, yeah, Bear Alexander.
Yeah, he's still there. I mean,
I think, or did he leave?
I don't know.
Did he leave USC?
Yeah, that's all
that.
I know about USC is Bear.
Well, he might not even be there.
Yeah.
I know Lincoln Riley
USC
is on the hot seat. And if they start slow, well, I don't want to say hot seat.
Right.
But he could be on the hot seat by mid-October if things go badly.
Right.
Because I think I think LSU is going to handle them this weekend. They got Michigan, I think, week three.
Right.
Like, they got a tough little opening schedule.
Dame's in Vegas, so it seems like in Vegas it will be a pro-USC crowd. I know them folks from Baton Rouge and Louisiana, they finna tear the Golden Nugget and that whole old Vegas. If they're not going to be in the Venetian, they're not going to be in MGM.
Yeah.
They finna have their ass down to Golden Nugget.
They're going
to
be in old Vegas.
Old Vegas.
Drinking bourbon.
And tearing up buffets.
Getting hammered. By the way, it's going to be a pro LSU crowd in that stadium.
And I'm telling you, I love old Vegas. All right, fellas.
See you later, guys.
Man.
Have fun.
All right.
Have fun out there.
They are going to be at old Vegas. You know that light show that comes on, that little light show they have?
Yeah.
They're going to be tanned up, like I said, Golden Nugget and all of them. They're going to eat all the shrimp you can eat.
Can I make a bold?
Could you imagine all the people from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and all you can eat shrimp and crab leg spot?
They're going to have iodine poisoning.
Man, please.
They're going to lose to LSU.
Right.
They're going to lose to Michigan.
Okay.
They're going to lose to.
What is it with you in USC? It always is personal with you.
No,
USC.
It's not. Okay. I just was right last year, right? Remember?
You
I didn't think they were very good, and they weren't. But I think they're 3-3.
Okay.
Midway through October.
All right.
That's my bold prediction to start the season. Is it that bold?
No, it's not bold at all.
USC's 3-3 by the evening of October 12th.
All right.
We'll come back
in a few minutes, actually.
Yeah, just a few minutes. You don't even have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You never should go anywhere.
I'm gonna
anyway.
Take my headphones.
But you
off.
Definitely don't have to go anywhere. We're gonna come back. We're gonna do an AMA. Any question? Any topic? The phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Ask us anything here on a Happy Hour Friday. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day as another Happy Hour Friday.
Down.
comes to an end.
Yes.
An awesome weekend ahead, obviously, week one of college football. Looking forward to it. Now, we have Monday off, obviously, Labor Day, so we'll be back on Tuesday to talk about all of it. Shout out to the folks here at the Tito's Stillhouse.
Yeah, man.
They
my
always
man,
take care
my
of
main
us.
Man Cameron came over, gave us some doctors off, nice hats and everything. He's always been just so cordial and everything like that. So we appreciate him and all the people over at Tito's, man.
Hopefully, we'll be back next year.
No doubt about
hopefully
it.
Hopefully, next year on Friday, I don't have anything to do.
It's okay,
so
man.
We get back to our fun
See,
tradition.
I'm over it. See, I wasn't going to mention the fact that we and you ain't going to hang out right now. All right. I'm going to hang out for a little bit.
Good.
And
good,
I'm going to think about you,
good,
okay?
Good.
But, yeah, I'm not, I wasn't even going to mention it, see?
All right.
There we go.
Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
I mean, are we working or not? Y'all hear me?
Hey, we can hear you.
Hey,
loud and clear.
Hey, you need to hurry up, dog, because we got to get out early today.
Man, yeah. You do that every day. Listen. I want to know what's going on. I don't know what conspiracy y'all got. Why y'all keep locking my boy Bo up in the studio, bro? I don't appreciate that.
Okay.
Where's Abe at? Right quick. Is Abe out there with y'all?
He's right here.
Yeah. See, he done messed the phones up, probably counting dimples on the golf ball or something. Yeah, y'all got my boy locked up in the cage in the studio. Kind of free Bo Johnson. Let my
okay, now.
All right, Devin, thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it, Devin. All right, though, here's the thing, all right? We don't – me and Andrew have nothing to do with that. We've always – and everybody knows when our previous show before our two brothers came on, Andy and Brian would switch. They would switch who was out.
Yeah, Wendy would come to stuff.
And then Brian would
come to stuff.
All right, this is on Abe. Abe has decided that he's like, no, Bo can't come.
Right.
That's the story we're going with?
It sounded good, didn't it?
Yeah, Abe the
problem
is a bit of a bully.
I can't defend myself because you just said
Abe's a bully.
That's where you'll
Abe's
head
a bully.
The difference is, and again, we're going to figure it out. I mean, it can be done logistically. We just need some other people to be teammates.
Teammates.
But it's a little different now because Bo doesn't just produce our show.
Yes.
Bo's also on the board for the show previous to us, and that's a different group of people. So when it's Brian and Wendy switching, that's easy. That's all in the same family.
Responsibilities for Bo have changed from what they were when it was Brian and Wendy.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. And quite honestly, and I've talked to Bo, that's the only reason he hasn't been at some of
that's
these.
The only
now,
reason.
That said, it's not like it's impossible to do.
We're going
to
figure
it out. Like, other people could pick up the slack for a minute and let Bo come hang out.
When is the next time we're out? The next time we're out, Devin.
Friday, next Friday.
We're out next Friday?
Twin Peaks kind of song.
How about that, dog? Look, they let us out, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
They trust us.
They trust us now.
They trust us again. All right, Jeff.
Again.
We'll ruin it. We'll ruin the trust. Jeff is in Alpharetta. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes,
sir. Hope you're all excited about tomorrow. Here's a question I got for you. I play this game on my phone, and it is a free-to-play game, but it's pay-to-win. So you can spend money on this game on your phone. There are people in this game who spend literally thousands of dollars playing this game, and people think that's crazy. So my question for you guys, what is something you spend your money on that normal people think is probably crazy?
30 packs of Busch Light.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. I don't, you know, I don't spend money. I don't. First of all, I need nothing.
Yeah.
I don't need nothing.
You're a happy guy.
I'm a happy dude. But unless it's something for them. The only thing I spend money on is Bush.
Light.
And I buy clothes.
Yeah,
I
buy a lot of T-shirts.
But all that. But
it's not like they're expensive T-shirts.
They're not expensive T-shirts. They're like $30 bucks a shirt or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't spend money.
Yeah, I don't really either.
Yeah.
I mean, even today, like I was going to – both days, back-to-back days.
Yeah.
I went in the fan shop. I did two laps today
because
I really wanted – like, all right, every year I get something.
Right.
Couldn't find anything that I wanted.
And what'd you get?
I got a unicorn doll for Lily. And a tiger doll for
Jack. Exactly.
And honestly, in terms of like markup, that's like the least marked up items in there.
Right.
Because like a polo shirt shouldn't cost you $104.
I agree with
you.
That.
Know what I mean?
I agree.
But they're going to mark it up. It's got the little trophy on it, all that stuff. It's about being here. But those little stuffed animals weren't that bad.
But
so.
my thing with paying $100-some for a golf shirt, does it got free moans in it?
Right. Like, is it going to make me play better?
No, I'm talking about is it going to draw the flock?
Oh, pheromones.
Yeah.
Got it. I didn't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is it like, it's infused with some sort of like,
yeah.
Gonna Bring him in?
Like some catnip.
Now, that's what they should sell.
Yeah.
A lot of fellas around here in the Tito Stillhouse that could probably benefit
from
that.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, she dressed all up. She got prom dressed in the Tito Stillhouse.
Yeah. Well, she's looking for a prom date.
Like she out there for her quinceañera.
There's some sugar daddies in here, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
There's some guys that are willing to risk it all. Risking it all. All right, Chuck is in Atlanta. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. First of all, I want to thank you for the platform. I also wanted to apologize for my misspoken comment with regards to the 8th and 9th inning, insinuating that Jimenez and Iglesias were not performing. That's my error. My question is, how many world titles would the Braves have if Cops and Snicker had a little bit more aggressive mentality just in the playoffs because they can get us there?
I don't know.
One more thing.
No, Chuck, Chuck, we ain't got that much damn time. One more time.
I know you don't. Coach Key is changing the culture over at my school from the time when I was on the flat. But he forgot one thing when he said go Jackets, and that sting them. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Thanks, you, Chuck.
I'm not going to say it. So it's not what he said. It's that word with Chuck said. Okay. All right. Fine.
You should be proud. You should be proud. It's an exciting time for Georgia Tech football, no doubt. I don't know the answer to that question. I know people want to crap on Bobby Cox.
I would say at least two more, though.
I'll trade that era of Braves baseball for about anything I've ever had in my sports fanhood. So you think they win two more World Series if he's different?
I do.
How come?
Like what? No, Andy, I just want to believe
Okay,
that.
Fine. Yeah, I went too far. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
I just want to believe that.
Takeaways of the day, everybody wrap up the
show. I just want to talk slow so I can see Mike run with all this equipment and sweat. But I'm not going to
with a white
because Jersey Mike's my boy. I just found out that a bison is a buffalo, but the buffalo's a bison. Whatever.
Pretty much.
I'm pretty much done with all that.
Yeah. Now you got it. You know as much as you need to.
Yeah.
What I learned today is that me and Randy are many things. One thing we are not is damn podcasters.
No, we're not. We're not a damn podcast.
So don't call us that, even though we do have a podcast. But that's not important. Not podcasters.
Yo, so Randy was back at UGA back before the days of internet and fire.
That's bull.
Come on,
Randy. Don't schedule the Dakotas in September. Hey, and as long as Scotty Scheffler doesn't get arrested, he's going to run away with this thing.
I think that's true.
I am 92.9 The Game's Phil Mickelson. And I don't think I can say the last one. I'll tell you guys off there.
It's not Abe's fault that Bo is not out. I just like blaming Abe for
stuff. But if you want to blame him
for it,
it's pretty funny to do that.
Yeah, man. And you know that music right there, baby. It is the weekend. My boy, you have a safe drive.
College football week
college
one.
Freaking football is here.
Lean into it.
Yeah, man.
As long as there's a game on, there's nothing wrong with having one.
Nothing at all, man.
And I think Washington and Weber State kick off at 11:15.
And you're going to sit
so
up
there's
and just
gonna
wait
be a game on.
You damn
there's
going
to be a game on. I just hope my in-laws get the Big Ten Network. All right. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Go Dawgs.
Talk to you on Tuesday.
Watch out now. Just ain't no telling where I might end up. You might see me on the east side.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.